You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome in on a Thursday. Jimmy B and TC, we say hello to you on the Big Talker 1700. A terrific show lined up roughly in about 15 minutes from right now. We're going to head to Las Vegas and have a conversation with Chris Andrews from the South Point. It's always fun when Chris comes on the show. A lot of good degenerate conversation that was, as my esteemed colleague classifies himself, with Chris Andrews once again at about 4:20. Matt Nelson, wide right, Natty Light at 4:40 on what the Cyclones did last night. At about 5:15, Troy Wyman will join us from Hawkeye Heaven on the Hawks. And at 5:35, Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider, and we'll do some NBA talk with him as well. Trent, how are you, pal?
Oh, not too bad, Jimmy B. Just, another day, just fighting my way through it. It's Thursday, huh? We got football finally coming up this weekend, right?
Finally, on Sunday afternoon, and I can't wait for the Super Bowl. Look, last week you told me, I'm really not so enamored with this game. Are you getting there now?
No.
Really?
No. This is one of the least excited I've ever been for a Super Bowl, and Not to play the curmudgeon. I don't know. Fan bases that are very difficult to root for, you can always find a rooting interest in some way, and maybe it'll just have to be the gambling side of things for me. But I just, the Philly fans, the stories that came out from the Viking fans that made their way out there, look, I know they have a bad reputation, but just the NFL fans in general, and when you hear stories like that, it leaves me shaking my head. And it's New England on the other side. I mean, those blowhards from Boston, I don't know. How can you root for either side, Jimmy B?
I can't, which is why I'm hoping that it turns out to be another nail-biter. I'm hoping that we come down to the final minute and some team, and I really don't care which one, is driving for a chance at a winning field goal or a winning touchdown. I hope it comes down to that, Trent. I certainly do not want to see a blowout. I did see something interesting, though. I don't know if you caught this or not, but since NBC has broadcast the games the last four times that NBC has had it, each game has ended with a score of 4 points or less.
Mm-hmm.
So NBC has it this time, so I'm hoping that we are, in that category, once again. That's the kind of game I'm hoping we get.
Well, hope in one hand and crap in the other. Those are the angles that I love to see people betting on. And it doesn't mean one iota. And that kind of leads to my other line of thinking, about the Super Bowl and this continued narrative this week about, look, every time New England's in the Super Bowl, they're always close games. They've only covered one time, and it took overtime to do that, and that was last year against Atlanta. It's going to be a tight one again because, no. These are all separate entities. Trends in general, as it pertains to sports gambling, very difficult for me to get behind. There are a few out there that I can subscribe to. Certain spots, I get that. But things like that, well, it's on NBC. That means it'll probably be close again. No, not going to fall into that line of thinking. And same thing, every time before New England's been in there, no, I'm not falling into that line of thinking as well. Yeah, I'm with you. I think everybody is. Unless you're a fan of either side, you want to see a good game, you want to see something close, compelling. And maybe I'll just get pumped up about the halftime show and Justin Timberlake, and he's got to sing some Prince songs, right?
Oh, I would think that he does a Prince song in there. Absolutely. Yeah, I bet he does. And I bet there's some sort of way that they will deck the place out in purple as well. I really hope that's part of the show.
Well, we will see on that. Well, we'll talk a lot Super Bowl, obviously, tomorrow, in a little bit as well, with Chris Andrews coming up. But, Jimmy B, we got to start with Iowa State last night and that performance that they put together at home against West Virginia. Just a dominating performance, and it started in the first half. Come out, they put 53 on the board, and this was incredible. This is the first time in 25 years that they've done this in a first half of a basketball game, score more than 53 or more. Jim, if you would have told me that they never did that under Hoiberg, that we never saw it happen in 25 years, I would have lost a lot of money on that bet. Figure at some point in the first half they put that much up, but For the first time in that long, they put a 53 on the board. They solved the pressure. Defense, Huggins had to pull away from his pressure with 7-8 minutes left in the ball game because it wasn't effective, and Iowa State was able to do whatever they did. They responded. Donovan Jackson called his teammates soft. They came out, and they certainly weren't soft. They were the tougher team against West Virginia.
You know, it's interesting to me because this team is schizophrenic. And just a few days ago, we saw them literally pee down their pant leg in a game against Tennessee.
Well, that wasn't literal. I don't think you understand the word literal. Literally means that they really did do it. They did. Unless I missed something, they didn't literally pee down their leg because there would have been urine going down their leg. That would have been literal.
I think over by the bench there was Trent over by the bench. I think you mean figuratively.
That's the word.
Figuratively.
There you go.
Yes, thank you.
You're learning things even at 80 years old. You're still learning
80,
new things.
God, 92. Come on. Look, this is this team has it's like watching a horrible team one night and then it's like they bring in five new guys. Only it's the same guys, and they play 1,000 times better. And you got terrific games from Wigington. You got a terrific game out of Lard, out of Young, and the list just goes on. It's amazing how that happens. But one thing that we always have to go back to is the youth and inexperience on Iowa State. And sometimes it rears its ugly head, and when it does, oh, my God, is it god-awful. And then on the other hand, you get a game like last night, and you're going, man, next year, with the addition of Shyock and Jacobson, man, this team is really going to be deadly. And, yes, they will next year. But they're still fishing around, Trent. And last night, they caught a whale. Not just a king salmon, they caught a whale. And they played it as well as they possibly could, and they earned it last night. They deserved that victory.
They did. You got to start with the play of the guards and what we saw out of Donovan Jackson, not just shooting the basketball, but taking over that facilitator role. And we saw him, we saw Wigington, just doing what you need to do against that pressure and not going too crazy. And how about the play of Tally? Tally's a guy that this has been a season that has not gone as planned, had the suspension early on, then the injury coupled with that, and he almost wondered how he was going to fit into the plans going forward, what they were going to get out of this, or maybe this guy was a recruiting miss. Maybe it was a stretch for this guy making the jump up from Old Dominion and coming to play in the Big 12, but we've seen more and more out of him as of late. He's got a lot of different things that he can do, a skill set, shoot a little bit from the outside, but he can rebound, he can defend, pass the ball extremely well last night. He was the point man at the front of that press, and a lot of times that's even more important than the guys handling the ball, because if you inbounds against that pressure and you put guys in a difficult spot and you pass it to them when they're going to the corner, double team comes, and that's where the turnovers come for. I think a lot of credit has to be given to Zaron Talley and what he was able to do last night.
Look, it was a total team domination of a team that coming in had lost four of their last five games. So West Virginia all of a sudden has fallen into this funk. And the game before, they had a big lead over Kentucky in the second half. And at about the 10-minute mark, West Virginia collapsed offensively. And Kentucky came back and found a way to win that game at West Virginia because they shot the ball well. Look, we talked about shots fall, you win. Well, the shots were falling last night. What did they shoot? Like 55% in the first half, Trent?
Yeah.
I mean, it was an unbelievable number how good they were from the outside. And because of the spacing that they had and how well they were scoring, it opened it up down low. So Lard had his way, and so did Young.
Jimmy B., now the bigger question, you know, what does this mean? Can Iowa State at the very least give people a little bit of hope going down to Kansas City? Can they, again, at the least, be a team that gets to the NIT? It's something that we've talked about They need to translate this, because when we saw the last time that they pulled off a nice victory against Baylor at home, it was their first Big 12 win of the year. They followed it up with that bad performance down in Fort Worth against TCU. And after they pulled the upset against Texas Tech, they come out next Monday, lose on the road to Texas by 16. And so can they take the next step here? A winnable game, though a road game, this is the one that you'd certainly put of all the remaining road games. If they're going to get one, this would appear the most likely on Saturday at Baylor. Can they translate this, or is it just as simple as what we've talked about? They're young, they're inconsistent, you're going to see the ups and downs, and that continues on Saturday, and they lose again by double digits to Baylor. What do you expect to see?
I would expect pretty much what you just said.
Yeah.
I really would. I think that, look, if they win the road game at Baylor, and they've kind of and they have played with some consistency, I don't expect them to shoot 55% from the floor on the road. So my guess is that they're going to go in there and they're going to struggle. And if they win the game, that would be terrific. If they lose the game, well, I'm not going to get upset about it, because it's something that we sort of sat here and said, well, they're inconsistent. And they are. But it's funny that we're doing this conversation, which we did similar with Iowa. After they had beaten Whiskey, we expected them to go in and really play a tough game at Nebraska. Nebraska scores 98. And then they get Minnesota, and Iowa beats up Minnesota. Despite giving up 80 points, they did play the type of game which I think most Hawk fans were hoping that they would have seen out of that team most of the season. Now with Iowa State, you get buried one game at home in Hilton, the worst loss there in like 622 years. And then you come back and you knock off again another top 25 team in West Virginia. So, Trent, Iowa State has wins over West Virginia and Texas Tech at home, and both of those teams are ranked in the top 25. And then they have just some horrible losses on the road, and horrible losses to Milwaukee, the big blowout loss to Tennessee. I'd like to say that this is a momentum game and they'll be able to carry that over at Baylor. I can't do that yet until I see it.
And how about West Virginia? You know, it was just a couple weeks ago that they were ranked second in the country. Yeah. And now they have lost five out of their last six games. They blew leads against Kansas and Kentucky, blown out here against Iowa State. Many people think the 10th team out of a 10-team league. West Virginia, I know there was some illness running around, and you wonder if it was more than just the one player that sat out last night. But something's going on there. Well, you lose five out of six. That's more than just a bad stretch here. This is becoming a trend for the Mountaineers.
I agree with you that it is a trend, and it's a bad trend, and Bob Huggins and his staff have got to try to figure it out as quickly as they possibly can. And look, this is Huggins has been through this before. He'll probably find a way to right the ship here before too long. And what you just referenced, what they did late in the second half when Huggins realized that his backcourt pressure wasn't working, that he may have to make some adjustments and call off the dogs in the first half to try to keep his guys fresh. Because it seemed to me, Trent, tired legs, missed shots. That's what you get in the second half. And when you press as much as they do, and you're late into the season now with the month of February, maybe they're leg weary. I'm just guessing. All that is speculation. But you know as well as I do, you've played the game. Your legs get tired. Shot's going to be short. It's going to be off the mark. And you're not going to be able to score with any consistency. That's probably something that Huggins is going to have to take a serious look at.
Well, we will see on that Big 12 tournament. We still got the end of the regular season coming, and we'll obviously be talking a lot more about it. Coming up on the other side, we're talking betting, my favorite subject. Chris Andrews from the South Point Casino. He's our guest coming up on the other side. We go to Vegas and talk numbers with Super Bowl 52 on the horizon. We'll do it next on Jimmy B and TC.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. The main difference between them is the flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it, a new year upon us, a happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Jimmy B and TC here with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Next, we go to Vegas. That's where our friend Chris Andrews is. the sportsbook director at the casino. It is the South Point Casino. VSiN broadcast from there. You see Musburger running around, Sonny Vaccaro, and the great Chris Andrews. Chrissy, what's going on?
Oh, just gearing up for the weekend, Trent. You know, starting to get action picked up today a little bit, and I'm sure it'll be nothing but pedal to the metal from here on in.
You can tell that I've been listening to too much VSiN lately because I just called you Chrissy.
yeah, you got that from Gilly.
Yes, so. From Gilly, Gil Alexander, and it's rubbing off on me. So, yeah, another one pulled out to the dark side of Gil Alexander. Great host over there, and love listening to you guys all the time. So, well, let's start right there. Before we get into the game, you guys are coming up on, what, about a year into this adventure with Musburger and the crew?
Yeah, it was Super Bowl Sunday last year where we launched, and we had kind of a soft opening, I guess you could say, and we regrouped after that and then really came out full force for March Madness. You know, we had, like, the selection show was really our first day where we were going all the way. So, yeah, but our first day was last year's Super Bowl, so just about a year.
Interesting. Chris, I got this question for you because Trent and I had a discussion about it a couple of days back, and apparently a degenerate has bet like $1.4 million and has taken the Eagles with that selection, but the casinos aren't releasing his name. So my question is that a casino policy, or does the person who, if he's playing that big of number, request that you don't release his name? I'm just curious how that works.
Well, first of all, he's bet a lot more than that. So
wow.
He's way over that number. And secondly, it is our policy. We won't release a name unless he kind of tells us he doesn't mind or he wants to or whatever. Like last year we had the Maloofs bet us close to $1 million on Mayweather over McGregor, and they wanted their name out there. They were kind of doing it for they were donating the winnings to charity, so they wanted their name out there.
Okay.
But most guys don't want their name out, and we more than happy to respect that. And other guys do want their names, and we put them on the radio show and that sort of thing. So it's just a matter of what a guy wants, and we'll do our best to accommodate him.
So this guy is real. It's not fake. I had some questions about the validity of the whole story.
No, this is a real thing.
A real thing. Deal. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Guy comes in. He makes a bet either on the side or even on the money line. One bet with it being the Super Bowl, the biggest betting event, the biggest sporting event in the country. Is that enough to change your point spread? Do you have to crunch a few more numbers? How does it work for you back there behind the cage? And, well, you're even further back than the cage, sitting in that cushy office he showed me.
Yeah, you know, Trey, in all honesty, we really just crunch the numbers to open a line. You know, after that, it's money that's going to dictate where we go. And he bet us $500,000. So, yeah, that's enough to move the line. And we move it pretty good off that. So, yeah, there's no more number crunching after that. You know, it's just the money takes us wherever it takes us, and that's where we go.
Okay, so this game opened at around 6, and it didn't last long. Now it's been hanging right around 4, 4.5, right in there. Chris, did you guys open at 6 and then move it down, or where did you guys begin?
Yeah, we opened at 6, you know, Jim, but if you technically want to look at it, we really opened at 7.5 because I had the numbers up before the championship games. You know, I had like the
okay.
four possibilities and whatever, like, you know, so three of them you were going to get your money back, you know. But anyway, we had the Patriots 7.5 over the Eagles, and we took one bet, nothing too huge, on the Eagles, but we went to 7, and it sat there for like the whole week. And, of course, we closed those up once the games kicked off, you know, for the championship games. So, I mean, it kind of depends on how you look at it. But then Foles looked so good, I knew that people would be betting the Eagles after that performance by Foles. We reopened it at 6, and really we were debating to open it between 6 and 6.5. Finally decided on 6. And from there, then, the floodgates opened up. And the only thing I would say, though, is once you get kind of under that six and you're at 5.5, 5, 4.5, all bookmakers, not just me, but all bookmakers tend to move that a little more quickly. We just don't have that much respect for like a number like 5 falling in the game. And they do fall, probably more so than they did in years past. But we just don't respect it. We move that a little more quickly. And that's how we went from 6, and we're at 4 right now, although I think we're going to go back to 4.5. The trend at 4 is definitely back on the Patriots.
Well, this is the time also I'm sure you're starting to get those casual, the weekend bettors are starting to roll into town, trying to figure out where they're going to be watching the game. And with it, you'd expect them to be on the favorite, on the Patriots here. Is that also something that you're adjusting for, waiting for, the public side to come in, if you will, and the people that maybe don't even normally make a whole lot of bets, but, they're going to throw at least 100 down because it's the Super Bowl and they're in town and they're going to do that. So is that another play that's different than even just a regular season week or even a playoff week?
It is, but, I've seen years where we've expected the money to come back, and it just never shows up. They're kind of few and far between, but still, you have to treat each game individually. There's been a couple years, and, we're just talking about it. I mean, go back, God, I guess about 15, 16 years, something like that, when the Raiders played Tampa Bay, and Tampa kind of blew them out. The money was on Tampa the whole two-week period, and especially being out west here, and I was in Reno at the time. You just keep waiting for Raider money because, Raiders are pretty popular on the West Coast, particularly in Northern California and Northern Nevada. And the money just never showed up. So that was a pretty bad Super Bowl for us. And there's been a couple over the years, too, where you just anticipate the money coming back the other way and it never shows up. So we're really just kind of we're definitely moving with our business. And I hate to jump ahead and anticipate too much. And, listen, we're in Las Vegas. Money talks, so that's kind of where we go with this. And when it shows up, we'll adjust accordingly. But if it doesn't show up, we have to be on our toes there because it doesn't always show up. It does most of the time, but not always.
We're having a great conversation with Chris Andrews from the South Point Casino in beautiful Las Vegas. Chris, I'm real curious about this. The Super Bowl, I remember, is the largest bet single day event. Is the NCAA basketball tournament still the dominant one, or has the Super Bowl surpassed that as far as total money?
Well, it really was the opposite way. The Super Bowl was much, much bigger up until, I'd say, about the last 5 years or so. And then college basketball during the month of March has surpassed it. It's going to be very interesting to see this year. Because, for a couple reasons. Number one, I'm pretty sure we as a state are going to set a record this year for a Super Bowl handle. We set one last year. I think we'll break it again this year. Just the handle has been really strong. And on the other end of the equation, there's not that one dominant team in college basketball. I've seen that go both ways. Sometimes that's really good for business, but other times it's not. People want to bet on that one team that looks like they're invincible, whether it's, Duke or Kentucky or, whoever. But I don't think we have that one team this year in college basketball. But, I've seen that shake out both ways too. So I think it's going to be real interesting to see. But the last couple years, it's definitely been the, college basketball has outwritten the Super Bowl. It's become a bigger event.
Chris Andrews from the South Point Casino joining us here. Chris, into prop bets, and well, you mentioned that the amount of money being wagered, that's a prop bet I know offshore. And close your ears, I might be firing at that one, but you can't talk about that, Chris. But the prop bets that you guys do have, is you got anything goofy at the South Point? Anything that's kind of gaining a little bit of traction right now, as opposed to the standard, who's going to be, over, under, receiving yards for Danny Amendola, those kind of things. What do you got for the fun stuff out of the South Point?
We're going to put those all up tomorrow. We were putting our heads together today. And we got about a dozen or so that we're going to put up. But we like to wait till, Friday so we get the latest injury reports. We're looking at some things with Kyrie Irving and decided to scratch at. He's not 100%, and you know, just some other ones like that. So really, I wish I had better news for you, Trent, to talk about, but we really don't have those up till tomorrow. And you know, the guys at the Westgate, they do a really good job with that, and that's really how they've kind of made their bones in this business. So I'm really not trying to compete with them.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people come up with some, you know, they ask me about this or that, and I said, you know, go try the Westgate. You know, they're my good friends over there. But you know, I always think of like Bill Parcells. He says, you know, if you're a rhinoceros, don't try to be a giraffe. You know, so that's kind of what we do our thing here. They do their thing there. Kudos to them. They're good friends of mine. They run a really good business over there. But we do our thing over here, and it's a little bit different, but we certainly don't hang our heads in shame over anything we do here.
The coin flip. We have had four consecutive tails. Before that, five straight heads. What kind of juice are you going to charge me if I'm betting on heads or tails over there?
-102 either way.
Attaboy. All right. At least you're not one of those people trying to pull in -110 odds with the coin flip.
No. -102, and I told my guys, I don't care what they bet, do not move that. You know, that is -102, and it's the definition of a random choice.
Yes.
So I said, you know, we might win, we might lose, but it's going to stay 102. Actually, we've been pretty successful the last couple of years because really everybody bets heads every year. So.
Not this
year.
Tails is good for us.
Four straight victories for your boy TC over here, Chris.
Okay, very good. Very good. I'll be thinking of you Sunday at 3:18 or whatever they get.
We'll be talking. Chris, I know a very busy time for you out there. We really do appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. Good luck to you guys, certainly. Not the other casinos. We just root for the South Point over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Good to hear.
Yes, and everybody out there as well with Visa. Good talking with you again, Chris.
Well, it's amazing what a buffet can buy, Trent. So, yeah. A lot of loyalty just for a buffet.
So. Hey, listen, we're just media people. We're media people, Chris. That's us.
I'm senior type. I know what that's all about.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend, too. We'll talk to you
soon. All right. Oh, that's great. That's Chris Andrews at the South Point in Vegas. He's so much fun, and he's so knowledgeable, Trent, and he always has. It seems like you ask him a question, there's always a story related to that question. It just never fails. And I remember when we had that conversation about, you know, do casinos like say, well, we just had a guy drop $1.4 million, and you said, I wonder if that's real. Well, we found out it is real. And Chris knows that guy.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and he says, hey, he's betting much more than that. Wow.
It's big jack. Different world.
Wow.
Different world.
Yeah.
Than those people.
Yes.
Hey, I got a couple of those cross sport props for you, Jimmy B.
Okay.
You'll like this one. What'll be higher? LeBron James against Houston coming up in 2 days on Saturday. Will it be LeBron, his assists plus points plus rebounds, or the combined points for the Pats and Eagles?
Or the combined points.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the combined points.
Out of the Pats and Eagles over LeBron against the Rockets. All right. Let's see what else. Here's one for you. Which will be higher, Jordan Spieth's final round birdies or Zach Ertz's total receptions?
Jordan Spieth's birdies or Jack Ernst? I have Ernst, too, in the pool.
You do, yes.
I do, yes. So, or Jordan Spieth's birdies. I'll go Spieth birdies.
Spieth birdies is what you're jumping on. Well, speaking of that pool, Jimmy B, you are not doing well this year. After making some money last year, you're falling apart.
I did, yes.
You're falling apart.
Here's what happened. I had lost my mind when I was filling it out, and I failed to write in the wide receivers, and so you gave me Mo, Larry, and Curly for wide receivers, and I went right in the dumpster.
So it's my fault?
It is your fault.
Last year, the year that you finished in the money, so I do this pool every year where you pick one player from each of the 12 playoff teams, three quarterbacks, three receivers, three running backs, kicker, defense, and a tight end. So Jimmy B, a year ago, hands in his sheet. It's completely wrong. He's got three guys from the Patriots. He's got four guys from... No, Jim, that's not how it works. So I helped him out. We We worked together, got through it, and Jimmy B, I think, finished third and made a little bit of money. This year, he hands in a sheet again. He forgets that he's got to put his kick or his wide receivers on there. So he had an open spot. He needed a what did you need? You needed a Titan, and you needed a Panther. So I gave you Kelvin Benjamin and Rashard Matthews, and they both stunk. And your team stinks. And you still
and they both stunk. Well, you gave me Kelvin Benjamin from the Buffalo Bills. Oh, my God.
Who'd you want instead? What's the other receiver?
I would have taken the center. Well, I would have taken the holder for place kicks. Anybody but Kelvin Benjamin for the Buffalo Bills.
It was
my gosh.
A couple other people had Benjamin that had a Carolina receiver. That's where they went.
Oh, my gosh.
You're in third to last place, and you still haven't paid Jimmy B. When can I expect your money?
The what now?
Yeah.
The what?
I'm going to send Rocco over there. Knock your block off.
By the way, we just had a hole in one, Trent. You were talking and you didn't see it on the screen. Had a hole in one because the Waste Management golf tournament is playing in Phoenix right now, the first round. Hole in one. I think it was Molinari who had the hole in one on the number 16 hole.
The old Illinois coach, that Molinari?
I don't know. Not him.
Oh, okay.
But the place went crazy, and everybody threw hats out on there, and now he's walking. Here, take a look at the monitor. He's walking over right now, and he's going to throw stuff into the stands to all the fans that are there. It's an amazing shot. I mean, it hits on the green and doink right in the cup. So that's pretty cool when you get to see a hole-in-one on that hole. That's good stuff.
A wild scene. We'll take a break here. Yes. We'll talk to a wild man on the Cyclones, our friend from Wide Right Natty Light. Matt Nelson will be joining us next. We'll talk with Matt about that big win for West Virginia. But maybe more importantly, what does it mean? Does it mean anything for this year or just some more hope for the future? We'll get into that more. Matt Nelson, Wide Right Natty Light next here on Jimmy B and TC.
First Light with Evan Hanning, every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Is your child an animal lover? Host their birthday party at the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. The birthday guests will experience a mock adoption and take home their own plush animal. There will be face painting and also a visit from cuddly animals. This two-hour birthday party will allow time for birthday cake, gift opening, and a tour of the facility. We are now accepting reservations for next month. Get more information at arl-iowa.org/birthdays.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Dine in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
Cumulus Media and the American Heart Association invite you to join us for the 25th annual Heart Ball presented by Iowa Heart Center in Mercy along with Unity Point Health Des Moines on February 10th at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center. This fun event will highlight how far we've come in the fight against heart disease and stroke and how you can help make our community a healthier place to live, work, and play. Learn more, purchase tickets, or make a donation at heart.org/DSM Heartball. That's heart.org/DSM Heartball. We'll see you there.
Cumulus Media and the American Heart Association invite you to join us for the 25th annual Heart Ball presented by Iowa Heart Center in Mercy along with Unity Point Health Des Moines on February 10th at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center. This fun event will highlight how far we've come in the fight against heart disease and stroke and how you can help make our community a healthier place to live, work, and play. Learn more, purchase tickets, or make a donation at heart.org/DSM Heartball. That's heart.org/DSM Heartball. We'll see you there.
Your home for UNI basketball is right here, 1700 KBGG.
It's
stolen away. McLeod's got it for you and I. Juwan for Brown. He'll throw it inside to Pick. He laid it up and in.
Catch every Panther basketball game home and away on 1700 KBGG with a call from Gary Rima. And the head coach for the Panthers, Ben Jacobson, joins Jimmy B and TC each Monday at 5:15. Presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Your home for the Panthers, 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swinging a miss. Slam dunk. Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. It's always fun when we get a chance to have a quick conversation with Matt Nelson. The guy's a working man, and so we only get a few minutes with him when he can get away from the boss. He joins us right now on the Big Talker 1700, Matt Nelson, wide right, natty light. Matt, how are you, and have you been able to figure out the schizophrenic Iowa State basketball team?
I'm doing good, guys, and, you know, schizophrenic may be well, one way to describe it, I know Prohm wouldn't quite go that far. He always talks about peaks and valleys, but my goodness, have we seen
really the highest of highs, usually very quickly followed by the lowest of lows.
We've seen that. We've seen that a lot already this season, and after their more impressive victories that they've had, it's gone quickly back the other way. But at least for now, let's take a look back and look at the way this team played last night. You start with the backcourt. Donovan Jackson's hitting shots from all over the place. That's always going to help. He's not going to be able to do that every game, but when he shoots the basketball well, this team has a chance. But him in the backcourt, along with what we saw out of the freshman, Lindell Wigginton, against that pressure, I think the most impressive part about this, you lose your point guard, sitting out for at least a week in Nick Weiler-Babb with that knee injury, and you think, oh boy, this team's going to be in a world of hurt. But they went out there. It just felt like they're playing smart, you know, not rushing things, letting them come. And there's enough natural talent where they can get away with it. Just a great game plan and great play out of those guards.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about the game plan, there's a lot of places that you could go there. But, you know, talking about the guards specifically, you know, I really think that if Iowa State wants to win, it really requires both Lindell and Donovan to play really, really well and more so shoot it at a high level. And so not only did you have that happen, you had Donovan Jackson make 6 3-pointers and Lindell make 3, but you got athletic plays out of them. You had Donovan getting to the rim, which, let's be honest, doesn't normally happen. He's a pretty small player. player, and you know, you had that happen last night. You also had Lindell Wigginton blocking shots,
yes,
which is not something that we're really accustomed to seeing. So really just a complete game by both those players, especially without your point guard. And, you know, I've seen it when Iowa State had Kansas State to open the season. They were without their point guard, and I thought, you know what, we've got a great chance to beat them, and we got crushed. So then Iowa State proceeds to lose their point guard and then blow out number 15 team in the country. So I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. That's a great, that's the great unknown. And we don't know what we're going to get when they go on the road and play Baylor either. We don't know if the team that we saw last night, although I don't expect them to shoot 55% again in the first half, but are you going to get the team that showed up against Tennessee, or are you going to get the team that showed up last night and beat a top 25 team in West Virginia? It's got to be frustrating from that standpoint for head coach Steve Prohm and his staff, but all you can do is send the guys out and ask them to play as hard as they can. This is, to me, this is like a season. When it began, I called it the Magical Mystery Tour because I didn't think anybody had any real idea what Iowa State.
And it's been worse than the Magical Mystery Tour, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you know what? It has. It's been. I really like the way that you phrased that to start the season. That's probably no longer accurate. You know, the way that Prohm is proceeding is, like you said, you just send the guys out each night. And, you know, where I have some hope against with Baylor is that I think they represent a challenge similar to what West Virginia does. And that goes back to the game plan. So last night it was fairly evident that Iowa State wanted to get out and run, and that defensively they wanted to keep Solomon Young as far away from the three-point line as possible. He stayed in the paint all night, and I think that's what Prohm wanted him, because he's had his issues with getting stretched out, and especially in the two-man pick-and-roll game on the wing, he's really struggled. So, you know, Baylor is a similar kind of team. They always play with the center down low, where Scott Drew is tough to play against, as he does switch his lineups pretty frequently. But matchup-wise, I think it's a good matchup for Iowa State. But, again, the real question is, are the guards going to come out, you know, clicking like they did this past game, and are we going to see the same energy we saw from Solomon Young and from Cameron Lard? Just so hard to tell.
You know, one thing I was kind of wondering as I was looking through next season, Donovan Jackson, he'll be moving on after his senior year. Hans Brace, Jeff Beverly, the 2 fifth-year grad transfers, also moving on. But the additions of Shayok, Talley will then be a senior. Michael Jacobson will become eligible after his transfer. You look at this team, the four freshmen that'll be coming in. Eight, do they have another scholarship? Would there be room, if need be, for another fifth-year grad transfer, a type like that? And when you look at the construction going into next season, young at some parts, experience at others, it's going to be an interesting mix. And where is your expectation level as you see a depleted team this year doing some of the things that they have, and you got a lot more help next year?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, in terms of what you're losing, Brace has been limited partially due to his knee. And Beverly is going to continue to frustrate you, but then make his token 15-foot jump shot
yeah.
look like it's the easiest shot in the world. But in reality, losing Donovan is the big loss. And if I understand correctly, Iowa State does actually have an open scholarship. I get people asking all the time, why do we, you know, when you look at the bench, firmly can't put in the substitutes because there's really no end of the bench. It's the guys who start and then the few people that come into the game. So my guess is he will try to go after some sort of graduate transfer. My guess would be in the guard court is you start to look at the forward position. You've got Cameron Lard and Solomon Young coming back, who are both young players. Then, you know, you've got 2 years of Michael Jacobson on top of that. And then the freshman class that they've brought in, Zion Griffin, George Condit, and Talen Horton-Tucker all kind of play that 4-5-4 and on up to the wing and Horton Tucker. So my guess would be that they maybe try to find another guard. And with college basketball the way it is, I wouldn't be surprising to see some attrition with Lindell Wigginton coming back, with Nick Weatherbad being a senior, getting Mariel Shayok eligible to play. Could, you know, never a guy transferring isn't really out of the question. So they could maybe see another scholarship free up in that respect. But another player you've got to talk about when you look at next year is Zoran Talley. If he continues to be critical to the team like he was last night, he's just a junior. He could be looking at some significant minutes next year as well.
Hey, you mentioned the recruiting class coming in, and Horton Tucker continues to ascend up the rankings. Tyrese Haliburton, he is billed as a combo guard. He's 6'5", more certainly size than a guy like Wigginton. We saw what a good job in Babel be back next season as well for his senior year. But, you know, do you see him as a combo guard? Has he has a chance to be a full-time point guard after Wigginton? What do you see him as? And if it's a case where he's more of a combo guard, which to me means that's French for really isn't a point guard. If that's the case, would a fifth-year grad transfer point guard, would that make sense with this roster?
You know, that's a great question, and that's what Steve Prohm is really going to have to think hard about, because I agree with you. When I hear the term combo guard, it means they can do either one to some extent, but when it comes to point guard, that's really not what you're looking for to anchor your team. And I know that, you know, the way that they've talked about him is they think Haliburton can be a guy that can play point guard and hopefully be the long-term solution, but there's certainly not a definite confidence in that. You know, it kind of makes me wonder, you know, Haliburton needs to get a little bit bigger. I do think he'll be ready to play as a freshman, but I would not be surprised to see them grab somebody like that, because while I do like, you know, when Lindell handles the ball, and he did handle the press very well last night, in my opinion, he's dynamic enough where he needs to have the ball on the wing. He needs to be Iowa State's shooting guard, though he's not the traditional, you know, super high percentage three-point shooter like Donovan Jackson is this year. In my opinion, he's got to be able to make plays off the wing. So I could very well see that. Prohm may be comfortable with Lindell playing point guard next year, and maybe Wyvibab rotating with that. But I'm not sure that Wyvibab is the plan at point guard next year either. This was kind of an in-season fix, and it's gone pretty well for the most part. But we could see them use Wyvibab in a host of different ways next year. So you may be onto something there. It's of all the questions on the roster when you look at it next year, you mentioned there's a lot of youth, a lot of experience. Really, the only one that is a slight concern, in my opinion, is probably who runs the show at the point guard.
Final minute, Matt. Baylor this weekend certainly looks on paper to be the most winnable road game. We mentioned the up-and-down nature. Do they get it done down in Waco?
Yeah, I'm going to say that they do get it done, and maybe that's more of a hope, because if they don't get this road win, as you mentioned, this is probably the most winnable one from here on out. And really, this game will be kind of an indicator of, you know, can Iowa State pick up a road game or two from here on out and win enough home games to maybe get to the NIT, which would be big for this young team. So I think that's what it's a big game to watch this weekend to see if they can't get it done.
Oh, looking forward to it. Hey, as always, Matt, good catching up with you again. We'll be talking soon, all right?
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
That's Matt Nelson, wide right Natty Light, the SB Nation fan site for the Iowa State Cyclones. We'll take the break, come back, kick off the 5 o'clock hour with more. We got Super Bowl talk, college basketball, and what else is rattling around in our brain? We'll do it. Coming up next hour, also talking Hawkeyes and Big Ten with Ken Silverstein.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom!
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you. When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online washersystems.com.
Sponsored by CC's. Now at CC's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CC's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-714-8422. 800-714-8422. 800-714-8422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
1700 KB. GG is your home for high school sports. Trek at it here. Join me Tuesdays with tip-off Tuesdays and Fridays on Fast Break Fridays here on 1700 KBGG. Play-by-play action with girls, boys, doubleheaders, and high school wrestling taking the airwaves during these cold winter months. It all culminates with the state wrestling tournament from Wells Fargo Arena, along with the girls and boys state basketball